This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the numbers show that in the most recent day that they have measured, that would be yesterday, the 12th of January. On that day, we lost over 2,700 Americans to COVID. But the good news, that is way down from a year from now. A year ago, the pandemic, and particularly with almost everything now being switched to the Omicron variant, there are some reasons for real encouragement. Nobody better to talk to about that than a very distinguished physician, a public speaker, a clinical professor at the Stanford University School of Medicine. Also teaches at the School of Business at Stanford. He is a graduate of the Yale Medical School and a former CEO of the Kaiser Permanente Medical Group. His name is Dr. Robert Pearl, and he wrote a powerful piece in the Seattle Times that said, the future of COVID is not so dire. Dr. Pearl, thank you very much for joining us on the MedVed Show.
Michael, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay, first of all, the fact that the death rate is high, I mean, it was 2,700 people in a day is a lot, but the fact that it is going down so sharply, do you expect those downward trends of death and serious illness to continue? Is it possible we've reached a peak with Omicron?
There are two factors listeners need to be aware of. One is the transmissibility of the Omicron, and the second is the lethality, the death rate, if you want to think about it in that way. From a transmissibility, this virus is five times as transmissible as the Delta, probably 10 times as transmissible as the original, and that's why we're seeing huge numbers of cases. I think there was a day with 1.3 million. That's like four or five times the highest previous number. And that number will peak and spike, and we're already starting to see it drop in some areas of the country. England had the same phenomenon. South Africa had the same phenomenon. So, yes, we're near the peak. It could be a week away. It's a little bit like the changing of the leaves on the East Coast. It's not an exact single day, but we're near the peak. And we can project that it's going to go down. The deaths have not gone up nearly as fast because this particular variant is not as lethal as the previous ones, particularly in people who are vaccinated and boosted. And again, we're probably seeing near the peak. The peak in deaths tend to lag 2 to 3 weeks after the peak in cases. But I think we can be optimistic that better times are coming up. But I don't want listeners to think it's a day or a week from now. Sometime over the next 2 to 6 weeks.
Well, 2 to 6 weeks, given how long it seems that we have been going through these trials and tribulations forever, the question that I would ask would be about the controversy that continues to rage about vaccines. We have an increasingly organized, increasingly militant, and convicted group in the United States that is very, very opposed to the vaccines. And particularly now, you're hearing people say, well, if what Dr. Pearl says is true, and things are going down anyway soon, within a couple of weeks, what is the point to continue to battle over vaccines? Is it still important that the 60 million or 50 million Americans who are unvaccinated, is it still important that they take care of business and get some protection?
I believe that it is for multiple reasons. You say I teach both at the Stanford Business and Medical School, And I think for both medical reasons and business reasons, I think that it is very important to get vaccinated. First of all, to understand that the vast majority of people who are dying from Omicron are being vaccinated. It's still a very lethal disease. I said it was not quite as lethal as the previous problem, but it's a small reduction. It's not a big reduction. It's still 7 to 10 times more lethal than the flu. And so that's the first piece to understand. The reason Omicron is not as huge a problem as, let's say, we originally had in the COVID-19 initial era, way back when in 2020, is because of the vaccines and the boosting, and it is the best way to protect people. But I've written several pieces about why I think this debate doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be so polarized. I say we have to first ask ourselves, what can we agree upon? And I'd like to believe that we can believe, because the science is so vast, vaccines work, particularly in people who have had both shots plus the booster. The data says that it has over 90, probably a 95% protection rate against severe disease. And if we don't agree upon that, let's sit down, let's look at the data, let's look at the research. For me, as a scientist, not a politician on any side, but simply as a scientist, the data is overwhelming. Now, there are differences of opinions about things like vaccine mandates. That's the question of how do you balance saving lives against individual liberty. And I'm sure that all of your listeners and many of your guests have differing views about that. But let's start with what we can agree upon, I hope, which is that these vaccines work and they're very safe. Now, whether we want to force people to have them, encourage them to have them, that's a, as they say, a more of a societal, ethical value issue. But to me, there's no debate. It is a good thing to do for your own health, for the health of those around you, particularly if there are older people in your network, people with diseases, chronic diseases, have a much higher mortality rate. And this is what I think may be most significant to your listeners, because they're very interested in things like the U.S. economy and finance. We can open our economy, preserve our restaurants, support our small businesses far easier and more safely if we had those 60 million people vaccinated. And so that's why I hope we can come together as a nation to say, how can we maximize the economics of our nation, return towards normal, open the schools widely, do the things that we can, again, all agree are good things to do. And vaccination, I believe, is a major step in that direction.
Okay, why do you think it is that there are so many Americans who not only disagree with the message that you just sent, but they're actually offended by it? I'm reading a piece in Civil Deadline, which is a conservative website that has, and this is a contribution to Civil Deadline that just came up, and it says that no medical or scientific expert can assure anyone that there are not going to be side effects. People have died for children. Experts insist that risks from the vaccine itself are far greater than those from the virus. Is that true?
No, I have not seen a single study showing that that's true. I would love to see the data upon which it's based. It's actually the opposite. All the problems that we see, even some of the very rare things like myocarditis, which is a heart inflammation, are much more common than people who actually have the disease itself. So no, I don't think that's the reason, Michael. What I believe is going on is that we are confounding and confusing.
Let us get to that in a moment. We're going to be right back with Dr. Robert Pearl of Stanford University Medical School and Stanford University Business School, who has written powerfully on the future of the pandemic. We'll be right back with Dr. Pearl.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What a pleasure to speak to Dr. Robert Pearl, who is an author. His book is called Uncaring, most recent book, Uncaring, How the Culture of Medicine Kills Doctors and Patients. And just to get back to where we were, when you're critical of the culture of medicine, I think that I know what you talk about, because I did a best-selling book way back in 1983, maybe before you were born, called Hospital, The Hidden Lives of Medical Center Staff. And it was about some of the special burdens that people in medicine carry. But one of those burdens has generally not been to be distrusted. I mean, to be a successful patient, you have to trust your doctor to be a successful doctor. And you were, I believe, about to say that really the fight about vaccines has nothing to do with medical science. It has to do with what, really, would you say?
So to me, it's a confounding of science and politics. And so there are people who appropriately believe that the government is a source of solutions, and there are equal or somewhat equal number of people who believe it's exactly the opposite. It's the source of problems. And that's it's a societal question. It's a values question. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion. What's happened is that depending upon where you are in that debate between the politics, now you have people on one side saying something about the science and someone on the other side saying the opposite. And I believe personally that our nation is far too polarized right now. The fact that elected officials, you know, all vote one way or all vote the other way to me is not the way you should be reaching a consensus. And that to me is what's spilling over into this debate about the vaccine. We shouldn't be having a debate about vaccines. That's a scientific question. We should be having a debate about our institutions, about how we keep them open, about whether the impact on human health should lead to closures of business. These are the kinds of discussions we should be having, and they're getting lost and blurred by this fact that either you're on my side or you're against me. And I believe that there's a lot more truth in the middle than on either extreme.
Beautifully said. I must tell you, I agree with virtually every word that you just expressed.
If I could say something, Michael, from before, you mentioned the culture, the book on caring, how the culture of medicine kills doctors and patients. A really good example of that to me, inside the current coronavirus era problem, is how much the physicians and the nurses and other hospital people to the book that you, the best-selling book that you wrote, are suffering. I mean, I talked to a doctor a couple of months ago. He had four patients die the same day on him. Imagine what that feels like to a physician who has dedicated his whole life to saving lives, and now four patients on one day die from this disease, and the culture of medicine says, if you're a doctor, don't talk about your feelings. Don't admit you're in pain. Don't never admit you need help. Never admit psychological assistance could be beneficial. And I think what we're going to see is an epidemic in healthcare providers coming out of this, sort of a PTSD. The soldiers never experienced it during the war itself. The war itself was horrific, but the PTSD happened after the conflict. I think we have a crisis coming up in medicine coming out of the devastation that this virus has caused for the both for our population in general and for the caregivers in particular.
When you talk about divisions, and again, that's a tremendously important point that you just made, something that we do have to anticipate, the idea that we argue about everything right now in this country, even things that were settled a long time ago, didn't we settle a long time ago that smoking cigarettes was deadly, it was bad for you, it significantly detracted from your health and from your life expectancy and from your relationships and everything. So cigarettes, it's not a good habit to pick up. There's a huge full-page article on how among particularly highly educated, a university graduate, a stylish young people, there's a huge surge in smoking, and they're trying to link it somehow to the pandemic. What I would suggest is that it goes along with so many people not accepting authority on anything. In other words, if you believe that the vaccines are actually not going to be helpful and they're dangerous, then sure, you can believe that all the doctors who've been worrying about smoking for a long time are also wrong.
Your point is excellent, Michael. Smoking is clear-cut about its negative impact on the lungs, on the heart, and cancer, smoking will have a statistical negative impact on your life expectancy. That's the science. The question is, what do we do with that science? How much restriction should we place on people's ability to be able to access a product that we know is going to be dangerous for them?
Yeah, and again, one of the big issues with that has to do with it can also be dangerous to other people who are around them. Let me ask you one final question, and this I know is from out of left field. I have been fascinated by this story from Maryland about an individual named David Bennett, and the headline in the Wall Street Journal says, pig heart transplant offers hope for organ donor gap. And I didn't know, you don't generally think about it. There are 100,000 people who are waiting right now for organs that they need. They're not enough organs. This is an amazing thing. Isn't this a tremendously encouraging achievement medically?
It's a very encouraging, and I want to use the phrase, first step. The first thing to recognize is that the patient had to be treated and continues to be treated with high-dose immunosuppression, which has medical consequences. Now, the hope is that we can breed pigs, in this particular case, that would have the ability to be less genetically different than humans. I mean, when we transplant an organ from a human to a human, there's a difference in the underlying genetic makeup that require us to give medications to prevent rejection. When you go between humans and animals, it becomes that much greater. But it is a very powerful first step that might happen. I don't want listeners to think that it's, again, a year or 2 years away, but sometime in the future, this hopefully will become a reality, and the biggest issue will be less about the function of the organ, but the ability to prevent the rejection. It's a great first step. Similar, by the way, research has recently come out about the ability to reverse diabetes by being able to make the same kind of transplant from an animal to a human.
And may they,
the future coming up soon.
May they be successful, and may you enjoy continued success. We'll post information about your book, Uncaring, and more at michaelmedved.com. Thank you, Dr. Pearl. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is dealing a blow to the Biden administration by blocking enforcement of the vaccine mandate on large businesses. The 6-3 court majority argue the mandate is too broad. More than two dozen Republican-led states filed suit to block the mandate, which covered companies with 100 or more employees. Meantime, justices gave the green light to vaccine mandates for healthcare workers in facilities that receive federal funding. That news comes as President Biden is on Capitol Hill hoping to get election reform legislation done in the Senate, but he doesn't know if it'll happen.
One thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, just a little bit of a quick update on this pig heart story, which I do find fascinating. And the headline in the Wall Street Journal, pig heart transplant offers hope for organ donor gap. And then it says the first transplant of a genetically modified pig heart into a human jolted doctors involved in a decades-long effort to address the chronic shortage of organ donors. Doctors for the critically ill patient, David Bennett, who is a 57-year-old handyman and father of two, had requested emergency authorization for the experimental surgery from the Food and Drug Administration because Mr. Bennett was dying and ineligible to receive a human heart transplant. The agency granted the request on New Year's Eve, and the surgery was performed January 7th at the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore. Apparently, they're doing okay so far. And that means you're talking about January 7th till today. It's almost a week that the individual has gone on with the genetically modified heart of the pig, and genetically modified it to try to prevent that idea of rejection. But there are people who are rejecting this procedure, not because it devalues a pig or anything having to do with morality regarding animals, but this is morality regarding the patient. I didn't know this. I probably wouldn't have gone into this issue if I did. But the Daily Mail is reporting, and, quote, dying handyman who got second chance at life with a genetically modified pig heart, he's 57 years old, stabbed a man 7 times in 1988, leaving him wheelchair-bound. Sentenced to 10 years for the attack on a 22-year-old man who was flirting with his wife. David Bennett, the world's first ever pig heart transplant recipient, stabbed Edward Schumacher 7 times in a Maryland bar in April of 1988. Bennett allegedly attacked Schumacher after he caught his then-wife sitting in the man's lap. Well, I guess that constitutes flirting. While they were talking and drinking. Schumacher was left paralyzed and wheelchair-bound, and he died at age 40. Bennett was convicted of battery and carrying a concealed weapon and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He did not serve the entire sentence. Last week, the former convict underwent a groundbreaking life-saving procedure, leaving Schumacher's family hurt and upset. Schumacher's sister, Leslie Downey, said she wished the pig heart had gone to a deserving recipient. Okay. This is, actually, this sounds like the germ for a movie script. Is, in other words, if you're going to be doing a surgery like this, what the doctors are clearly looking for is somebody who has all the medical indications that the surgery might succeed. They don't want to go through something like this and then have the surgery not succeed and not advance the science. But is it ethically permissible for doctors literally to play God and to say, oh, I want to find somebody not only who gives us the best chance of succeeding medically, but I want to find somebody who's most deserving of more years of life? I think it's very difficult for people to take it upon themselves, especially when the guy apparently has paid his debt to society. And all I can wish for is there will be some people who are definitely richly deserving of extra life. There are 40,000 organ transplant surgeries of different kinds, not all involving hearts. Most involve kidneys. But there are 40,000 of these surgeries that take place every year, just here in the United States. And it's an amazing thing, and I think it's a very encouraging thing. Not so encouraging is that story that I also mentioned with Dr. Pearl, where in the New York Times, in the style section, John Ortved writes, across New York City, as the pandemic waxes and wanes, a social activity that had seemed diminished or replaced with vaping, cannabis, and education seems to have reappeared. Have cigarettes, those filthy, cancer-causing things, and still the number one cause of preventable death in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have cigarettes lost their taboo? And then he talks to people about how sexy cigarettes are. He speaks to Nigar Nagel, who is the scientific director of tobacco control research at the American Cancer Society, said there was evidence of a higher level of smoking. It's probably not just young people, but there are higher sales, which indicates higher consumption, Dr. Nigar said. While no one knows if young people also began smoking more, the logic goes like this. A high tide raises all boats. And then in the cloud of smoke, many of us think we're seeing that we're seeing are not indeed mirages. The next logical conclusion is to ask where they're coming from, the clouds of smoke. And apparently coming from young people who think that cigarettes are sexy. And I don't know, there's something about sexy kind of... Look, there are many wonderful, wonderful people who smoke. They should live and be well. But honestly, don't even most smokers want and hope for less of smoking for, again, public health, human suffering. It's a problematic development. And especially when smoking has been going down so dramatically. I know that the most recent numbers that I have seen is that in 1960, the majority of American adults smoked cigarettes. Majority. And most recently it was measured that among adults taking away people below the age of legal age of smoking, which is 18 or 21 in some places, and then you had among adults about 15% now instead of over 50%. So that's a dramatic improvement and one of those areas where you can say the world is getting a little better. Now, I don't know about this other lifestyle issue, and this takes us to another country. Conscripts in Norway have been ordered to return their underwear, bras, and socks after the end of their military service so that the next group of recruits can use them. The Norwegian military said Monday it's struggling with dwindling supplies in part due to the pandemic. The Norwegian Defense Logistics Organization said because of a challenging stockpile situation, the move is necessary as it provides the armed forces with greater garment volumes available for new soldiers starting their initial service. The group's press spokesman, whose name is Hans Meigenset, said that with proper checks and cleaning, the reuse of garments is considered an adequate and sound practice. Military service is mandatory for both men and women in Norway. I didn't know that. It lasts between 12 and 19 months. Until recently, the roughly 8,000 young men and women who every year do their military service returned their outer clothing, but were allowed to leave the barracks with the underwear and socks. No longer. A violation of rights, maybe a violation of sensitivities. We'll get to that and more in the MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Michael Medved History Show, Theodore Roosevelt, the All-American Boy.
There was almost an unstoppable and undeniable push, virtually unanimously by the convention that was meeting in Philadelphia in 1900, to put Roosevelt on the ticket as vice president. Boss Platt said that Roosevelt might as well stand under Niagara Falls and try to spit water back as to stop his nomination. Well, he still wanted to stop it. Listening to the woman, it's very obvious that this is not an easy thing for a Democrat to do, to stand aside from your party and to challenge your party's president, who basically is suggesting that because she's not supporting the Freedom to Vote Act, and she's not supporting the John Lewis Act, that she's standing with Jefferson Davis and Bull Connor and George Wallace. I mean, she has to face the voters, and I think she should be fairly confident, because honestly, I don't believe that the hysteria of the Democrats and the extremism of some of Joe Biden's rhetoric in that awful speech he gave in Georgia, I don't think that's going to work, nor is this that Hakeem Jeffries, who's the number four, actually, in the House leadership. He's a congressman from New York City area, and he declares, again, echoing Biden, that this is a fundamental question of right and wrong. And again, one of the big regulations they are concerned about here is no one is saying that you can't have someone bring you, an individual, something to drink, something to eat while you're waiting in line to vote. But the rule in Georgia says you can't have organizations that are offering people within 150 feet of a polling place. Within 150 feet of a polling place, you can't have organizations that are offering food. And, yes, we've talked about this. When George Washington ran for the House of Burgesses, when he was a young man, before he was a general, before he was a president, before any of that, he ran for the House of Burgesses, which is the legislature in colonial Virginia. And he had a big barrel of rum, and people, they would go in and to the polling place, vote for George Washington, and then he would help to toast their health with the rum that he had. And now, okay, that's, you're talking in the middle 18th century, right? It's a long time ago. And that's okay. George Washington, by the way, also made both wine and whiskey at Mount Vernon, and particularly was fond of the whiskey and Madeira wine. You can find that out on our special MedVed history program about George Washington as a MedHead Plus member. But that's another story. The idea that this idea that we don't want organizations coming with any kind of organized food supply to try to influence voters 150 yards away or feet away from a polling place. Is that really the idea of ripping away people's fundamental voting rights? This is Hakeem Jeffries on the House floor earlier today. Clip 16.
We are here today defending our democracy for one reason and one reason alone. It's because the radical right has decided that the only way they can consistently win elections is to engage in massive voter suppression. The right to vote is sacred. The right to vote is special. The right to vote, the right is sacrosanct and central to the integrity of our democracy. There are people who died, lost their lives, shed blood to make sure that black people and everyone in America could vote. We're not going backward. We're only going to go forward. You better back up off of us. We will pass the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We will pass the Joe Manchin Freedom to Vote Act. We will get it to Joe Biden's desk, and we will end the era of voter suppression in America once and for all.
Okay, they've now called it the Joe Manchin Freedom to Vote Act. And Joe Manchin is not in favor of destroying the filibuster. He has supported the act, as has Kristen Sinema, which indicates that this is not simply a political matter. It's a matter of conscience. It's a matter of defending the Senate and the functioning of the Senate. The yesterday at a press conference, Senator or Congressman, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, was also trying to suggest somehow that, oh, for instance, that requiring some kind of showing of ID when you're signing up for a mail-in ballot, that is racist. Listen to Representative Jeffries. This is clip 17.
The fierce urgency of now to pass the Joe Manchin Freedom to Vote Act and the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. By any means necessary, including reforming a filibuster rule that is dripping in racist history in defense of slavery and Jim Crow. On this issue, make no mistake, when it comes to the protection of the voting rights of every single American, we shall overcome.
Okay, I didn't know that they had renamed the act the Joe Manchin. I guess that's clever because, you know, Joe Manchin thinks, oh, it's named after me, I'll go in the history books, we'll get a lot of credit for it. I think Joe Manchin's better than that, and I think he means it, and I think that Kristen Sinema means it, and I certainly mean it, that when you actually look at this thing, it is important to preserve the right of a minority to function and not simply be trampled and disregarded. And that's precisely why things like a supermajority requirement, a 60-vote threshold, can be so very important. another claim by Representative Terry Sewell of Alabama. Listen to this. This is clip 18. Terry Sewell is a Democrat, of course. Listen.
State legislatures are across this country, across this erect deliberate barriers to the ballot box, trying to silence a certain group of people. These news laws may not require us to count how many jelly beans are in a jar, but modern-day voter suppression is no less pernicious. I applaud the president for being unequivocal in his statement that by any means necessary, we must change the rules of the Senate and pass the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Act. Our nation is at an inflection point. Voting right legislation will go to the Senate floor, and it must pass. You know, we're on the anniversary, the cusp of the Martin Luther King Celebration Day, Monday. But there can be no celebration without liberation, without freedom, without the right to vote. As we prepare to observe the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, let us remember that justice delayed can be justice denied.
Okay, justice denied. We had the biggest turnout in American history in an election that Joe Biden won. So more people turned out. 81 million people came out to vote for Joe Biden. And fine, I know some of them may be rethinking that vote. But okay, it's still to suggest that justice delayed is justice denied. Where has justice been denied in this issue of voting recently? I mean, there's no question there was voter suppression. When she was talking about the jelly beans in a jar, there were reports, at least, that there were districts where the poll watchers and the poll administrators with black people, they would be required to guess or estimate. And again, it may in fact be an apocryphal story. I'm not even sure that's true. But they had poll taxes, which was eliminated by changing the Constitution. They had literacy tests that were also very prejudicially enforced. There was definitely an attempt. It's why the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was so important, and which was achieved, by the way, with very crucial Republican support. This idea that right now there is an organized effort to deny the right of vote to black people, it's pernicious. And frankly, it's racist to even talk in those terms in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.